When your haircut was literally celebrated. Yeah. One of his best style choices ever. I got him right with my barber.
Fresh coat. Yeah, it looks good, man.
Boy, he got that right clean fade. Shout out Eddie. Shout out Elo Blends.
Bro, he got me right. Hit him up.
He's new sim, bro. He house calls. He got you right.
We FaceTimed his manager. Immediately, bro starts adding everybody from the studio into his call. He's got a haircut finally. Everybody go like, what?
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch Podcast. Introduce the person next to you and then say a fun fact about them.
Oh, we're introducing each other?
Yes.
Oh, I like this. All right, this profound man to my left, this is Asa Kai. Okay, this man is an Akai master, little Florida boy. Nah, but coming out of Florida, this is my main producer right here. He is really into soul chops, master of his craft. When I met him, he's a one-trick pony, and I'm so glad that was only when I met him.
Yeah, but you challenged me, bro. No, but for real, though, I mean, I work with some other artists and all that, but it's nice to actually, like, be challenged and actually, like, have to, like, adapt to a new sound.
Yeah.
And like, help somebody find their sound. Yeah, but this is Derek. He's from Texas.
Live from the H.
Live from the 832. Nah, but, Derek, he's a rapper, he's a vocalist, he's a singer, all that shit. This man can write lyrics. There's not a lot of people I'd be seeing, especially not in Florida. Shout out Full Sail, but it's a small pool of people at Full Sail. I feel like they actually are about their shit and actually willing to, A, say they want to collab, 2, show up for the session, 3, follow up with the session, and actually are looking to work with you. So, yeah. You know, he did all that shit. Been doing more lyrics. I've been trying to get better at songwriting here and there, but he's been killing it. And he's back in the age to what you're talking about, the Operation what?
Takeover.
Operation Takeover. Hell yeah.
So, how did each of you get started with music?
Oh, buddy. I was driving home from this spot in Houston called Katy Asia Town. And right as I'm going under this bridge from a highway, an old friend of mine, he had this phase where all he listened to was lo-fi beats. So he starts playing his lo-fi beat.
This is like 2016?
It was 2017. It was October 2017. Yeah, because it turned 2018 on the second half of my 8th grade year. So I was in 8th grade at the time. I was 13. Okay. It was 2017, October. We're driving back home from Katy Asia Town. And bro throws on the beat. And I remember it was right under, like, I know the exact highway, exact street, everything. Because I remember we just passed under the bridge. And that's when I get the, like, bright idea to freestyle.
Oh, shit.
And it was awful. Because I'm just joking around, right? But, yeah, like, I'm in the car with, like, him, his parents, his twin sisters. And yeah, no, I just bit a couple lines and then we're all laughing and like it's all
funny. I thought a story was gonna go.
Yeah, no, it was really awful, bro.
I thought you were gonna be like, it was fire, bro, like when I felt my fire.
Hell no.
So how'd you go from that failure to like getting better at it?
Man, so after that, every single time we hung out, he played beats. Derek freestyle. Derek freestyle, Derek freestyle, Derek freestyle. And I'm talking like minimum 4 times a day.
Oh, shit.
Minimum. And this is like 4 separate sittings. Each sitting was like at least half an hour. So I was putting in time. And then, like after that, I started doing it on my own too. So like I'd be in 8th grade, waking up for school in the morning, and he had this playlist. I'd try to take it from top to bottom every single morning. So, like, I'm eating my cereal, talking about some rapping while I'm eating, and, like, going to the school bus at the bus stop, still rapping. That low-key a bar, though.
Nah, a little bit.
And, yeah, after that, like, that's where, like, the passion started to come through, and then I had that little heartbreak, that little eighth grade heartbreak, and that was probably like the first time I wrote some real shit.
That's like good like fuel, bro.
Mumbo jumbo rhymes. Yeah.
Where it all starts, bro.
Yeah.
Oh God, bro, because it gave me like a topic, and then at that point I was really into like the Shiloh Dynasty samples. Like,
what is
if you ever heard, oh my gosh, I can't think of the song. Jocelyn Flores.
Oh, by X?
Yeah. Like the girl singing in the background.
Oh, part of the beat. Yeah.
I'd rap on a lot of those back then. So, like, it really fit together.
And depending how serious it was, you know, if it's like a song or if it's like an EP or an album or like a double album, like, all based off that way. You know what I mean? Like that's all just like more experiences, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been finding that a lot of artists I know like start once some shit goes wrong, like that. Or something else that's like life changing or the first, you know what I mean?
100%. Yeah, I always say new experience makes new music.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Whether it's like new sights, going through something, just
100 bad days experience. Made 100 good stories.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. God.
What about you, Ace? Did you get started with music?
So, yeah, I mean, I'm a drummer at heart, you know. First things first. Nice. I tried guitar. I'm impatient. My fingers bled. I was like, nah, fuck this shit. Did some drums. Started out, you know, I mean, I grew up on rock. I grew up on, you know, Doors, What's Up, and Pink Floyd, yeah. Beatles, all that shit. So, and that's not something, like, now that I produce hip-hop, it's not a side of me that I get to show as much. But if I do get to say it or, like, oh, this sounds like da-da-da by, you know, XYZ, I like to do that. Also, artists that, like, that are into hip-hop but get rock, I just have a bias towards because they just know, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of the shit, because a lot of what rock, like, especially, like, prog rock and shit, you can learn a lot from that and take a lot of that specifically into rap, I feel
for
like.
For sure.
Like, and especially with your sound, how you've kind of gone from, like, rap into, like, more rap, I mean, rock shit, and then kind of in the middle, you know? So, yeah, I started on that. And then I found hip-hop in high school. Eminem, of course, was one of the first out there. Also, a little bit of Logic, which just got me down the rabbit hole of artists that I didn't know yet, but I was going to learn. So, and I'm the kind of person that wants to go down in the rabbit hole, it's a rabbit hole. You just listen to album after album after album, or, you know, artist. So, when, you know, if it's Eminem, you know, quoting, you know, Rakim, I'm like, oh shit, who's Rakim? Like, I go back, you know what I mean? And that's just, you know, more homework, yeah, you know? Yeah. So, it was like doing that. And then I got to a point where I was like, hey, I'll try and remake some of the beats on some of these. And I had a shitty ass iPad and a little MIDI keyboard and a little Akai MPK Mini. Pass it up there. That iPad would lose power and it would disconnect the keyboard if it also wasn't plugged in, and it was on GarageBand, so it was like ass of ass on top of ass. Like it was not it. But I remade Stan was one of the first ones I remember making, and then I was like, you know what, I can do some of my own shit, and then started doing my own and keep on progressing. Yeah, and I was always into the kind of production that made me want to produce my own was like Kanye and Jay Dilla and a bunch of those soul chopping ass, like all that sampling stuff, because I love like the thought of taking an old record, especially if it's sentimental to you in some kind of way. Mm. I mean, if you grew up on James Brown, it's cool to get to sample James Brown. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I want to get to a point like, bro, I'm waiting until all of the rock shit I love is public domain.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, because once that's public domain, bro, I want to sample the Beatles and not get sued. I want to sample Marvin Gaye and not like get sued and then be homeless. Like I want to, because like, not his estate, I've heard, is one of the worst as far as like sampling. If y'all don't know, like they get on people's ass about samples with his songs, and they be suing the fuck out of people, but. But yeah, so now I'm making beats, doing shit with artists. That's about it.
Cool, man.
Yeah. I didn't even around my bed. I'd be rambling.
How did the two of you meet?
College. Yeah, College. Sale. Full Sail University. We're
shout out Gary, bro.
Facts.
Shout out Gary.
We're at this event called the Producer Open Mic.
Okay.
And basically it was just all the producers in the school, they could come out and just show off beats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or songs. There were a few that also had songs, too, as I recall, weren't there? Weren't there a couple that did, like, full on songs?
That they produced.
It might have been a band that might have been where I first heard
Skylar too, low key. I'm not gonna lie, that might have won this first, but yeah.
Yeah. There you go. But yeah, no, it was mainly like for producers to show off their beats and stuff. So I pulled up with a beat that I produced, and I was just like, "Yo, I'm looking for someone to hop on me with this or hop on this with me." Found other artists. It was cool. And then he kind of did like something similar from what I remember. He showed off a few beats. Was like, "Yo, I need an artist for this."
No, I was actually playing the first collab I did. With what's it called, Roxy Knox, those Scottish dudes.
Right,
and it was that first song, right? And I played something else. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was trying to find people too, but a lot of those people, a lot of the beats there were a bunch of like EDM and shit. Mm. How should I call?
Mm-hmm. Which? Yeah, there's a lot of like DJs and stuff too.
Yeah, which is cool. Yeah.
So then, like, yeah, it turned into a club pretty much. Like, there's just a lot of like people who made rave music. So then we're all dancing, and it was really dope. It was really dope. That was probably like top three school events.
Where was this?
Full Sail University.
Where is that at though?
In Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, I've met some, probably my best connections probably there. I mean, my main engineer now, I met actually at St. Helena, actually. Okay. Joshua. He's dope. But yeah, I've had him there too. I met him through another friend of his who showed off beats. And Josh was a friend of his. I mean, Kira was there too, remember? And bro, I met you there, but I didn't really like talk to you as much, sorry, call.
That's just when we locked in.
But yeah, his friend that I met Josh through, I never talked to that dude ever again. I feel so bad, bro. Because he was like, I was like, yo, it's a medium shit, it's pretty cool and all that. And I was gonna come up and collab on something, but I just never talked to that dude ever again. Albert, I don't remember dude's name. I'm not going with you.
Dang, bro.
It's like Connor or something, but I don't know. I feel bad. But
you just like putting yourself on blast, for real.
A little bit.
Like self-incrimination.
Not modest about it. That just got me thinking. I haven't thought about that like event for a minute, so it was just like, damn.
That's funny.
LA's. I don't know. Like.
Yeah, but yeah, no, the event was really dope. Like, we chilled, and I remember he sent me a couple beats, and I was like, it's almost there, not it, though. And then afterwards, Ace actually asked me if I could record a song that he wrote.
Okay.
And that was our first time working together. Is that record out?
Yeah,
the original version?
It's been out for a minute, yeah.
The original version?
Why did you want him to record it?
So, yeah, it was a song I wrote. Again, after a breakup. I'd written it like probably a good year and a half before I brought it to him. And I had it on my pages and my app for a minute now, but just there. It was just something I wrote in like probably like 25 probably minutes-ish. It was more just kind of me venting, but I was like,
quick idea.
It's kind of cool. So I was trying to find an artist to do it. And he was also the first artist I got into the studio with. So I hadn't worked a lot with artists about like who sounds good on what and et cetera and all that. So, and looking back on my original vision and knowing what I know now about Derek, he probably wouldn't have been the best choice then, but I'm glad that I brought it to him because it changed how it like sounded and shit. I'm not gonna lie. And then he also, of course, you know, rapified it, added words, took out words, you know, added some more. You added a bridge, right? And all that.
No, I wrote and, like,
but even with that session, bro, we recorded it on two separate days. Which now, being any level of person in music, I'm like, I want to go back in time and stop that, bro. I want to terminate that shit because record on two separate days, it's two separate takes. So like one, so you sounded sick as hell. Different. You sounded sick as hell, and we're like, oh, what's. It's the exact same mic. I mean, same shit. And it's like, you can't do that. So that mix does not sound good. We dropped that song and I was like, this is like so dope. And it just does not sound good. But luckily, we revisited it, got another artist also on it, redid all of it again, added a lot more. So it's going to be a dope remix. That's going to be on my album pretty soon.
Okay.
So it'll be probably the next last track probably. So. It's got him, and that also has Eternal Blossom. Eternal Blossom, not for real. So, yeah. But
No, but that was so. It was so funny because it took me so long to admit this to him, but I was like, dog. Because he's first posting and promoting the song on Instagram, right? And I'm like, I don't want to post this. Because I did not like how it turned out, bro. Yeah, I was not proud.
I was in the honeymoon phase
of the song.
Of sending out beats. Well, that and sending out beats. Yeah. Like, once I still get such a high off this, but now more directly, like, I was getting the high off just sending beats out and having people rap on my shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I still would have noticed if it was garbage, but, like, it was still a point where I was like, oh, shit, they saw something I didn't. It was simply that fact of, like,
you're just so excited.
I had
about
a vision.
Yeah.
They did this. They took it to 10, added some more, added their own shit on it. So I mean, yeah, I was still getting high off just there being like decent songs out there that had my beats on them, you know.
It's been the same thing, man.
Yeah, with the album, I was just trying to find artists that I'd work with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't even being that picky. I was like, I'm gonna do some beats, send it to you, and just let you do your shit on it. But now I have definitely learned a lot about sound selection, artist selection. About who I should choose for what kind of songs, what kind of vibe. So, and know who can also add to it in a non-artist way. Who
is a producer?
Who might know some production or engineering? Yeah, yeah. I love working with artists to have a clue about fucking engineering. Again, Derek does that shit. Derek also engineers to an extent, also produces a bunch, as he was saying, and also an artist. But he has the knowledge where if I'm making a beat for him in the room with him in the room and I'm doing it, he can be like, instead of saying not that sound, he'll go, hey, take this and shape this, add an EQ, add a low pass, da 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 da. So it gives me more of direct feedback as far as what he actually wants instead of just saying not banging it. Because like that might not be it, but if you could hear with the producer and go, oh, if you took out the vocals and just had that one EQ, you know, right, so it got out that one really weird ass pitch, it would sound cool. You don't know that, you know what I mean? So it's good to have an artist that
actually knows. Yeah,
not for real.
I'll kill you, man, because I did the same thing earlier this year.
Yeah,
because I'm also in a band called Centillion.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And we were recording something ourselves, so we didn't hire any producers because we didn't have money. We didn't have the connections yet.
No, I get it. Yeah, make it happen.
You know, so we just did it ourselves, DIY, and like. And I was still in my head about being a producer. I was like, yo, I'm producing like a single, you know, this is so cool. I'm adding all these cool effects.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like mixing everything.
That's how you do it. You just go there and just start fucking around with shit.
But it sounds like shit, dude. Like, if you hear it now, you're like, whoa.
No, but you learn within that. I think like you have to make trash beats to make good beats.
Yeah, because you learn
and
from
you
it.
I don't think you appreciate when you make a good beat if you've made bad beats.
Yeah,
because like unless you've made bad beats, you don't appreciate your good beats. It's like a lot of like, what the fuck am I doing? Da, 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 scrap this shit, da, 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 to get a beat where I was like, okay, I did this shit. This shit's fire. Like, you know what I mean? I just you gotta find your way.
Yeah, dude, for
and
sure.
Your sound. Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Like, because at first I was so I was just so excited to finally like produce something and release it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So like I didn't really think, you know, like is this ass? You know what I mean? Like,
no, I get it, man. I used to put out some beat tapes that were I put them up on Spotify, bro. I'm so glad those are off streaming now because not because they're really bad beats, but it's mostly because of now that I have more of a clue about engineering and all that, I'm like, if I had just done like this or just like I swear to God, none of those like the levels, you know, lefts are, RMS and all.
Yeah.
I guarantee not one of those beats matches either what it should be or match each other, I swear. And it was just not the knowledge yet.
But so you made those beats before you went to Full Sail?
Yeah, I did those beats the year before I went to Full Sail. I did three beat tapes.
Okay.
In a few months, yeah.
What was the big, like, game changer for you at Full Sail? Like, was the moment when you realized, like, now I can be like a real producer, you know?
You mean by Full Sail, you mean, or what you mean?
Like when you were at Full Sail.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, was there a moment when you finally like learned that one skill to get you to the next level or something?
I've gotten good advice. I don't think I had a turning point there as far as like, okay, I can remake this a career, because mm-hmm. I just always knew that I could. And I'm glad that I had parents that got it, that instilled that like do-it-yourself, mm-hmm. you know, attitude, because I mean, I have parents who were self-made, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean my dad's a guitarist, he did an artist and all that. He did a bunch of gigs around, you know, Florida and all that. And my mom is just like, just very do-it-yourself type stuff. So, I mean, I had the support, of course, but I learned the principles and discipline to, you know, do it yourself and make it happen. So at Full Sail, I mean, it was just getting more and more knowledge and being in an environment full of people that were in the same boat as me. Because like being up in a small town in South Carolina, I was born in Tampa, but I moved up there in fifth grade. And up there, it's just small town. And you know what I mean? I mean, I knew the same people since middle school, you know, when I was up there. And it wasn't bad. I love the people there, but there's not as much of a
big network.
Yeah, there's not a big network, and the ones that there are very connected, even across like a lot, because there's just not as many people that do it up there.
Yeah,
and it's just it's the culture, and it's not bad. It's just like if you're up there, your jobs are, you know, welder, or you know this, or you know, I mean, I had friends who had sawmills, you know, and that's cool, but there are other ways to do it, and I knew that because my parents had done it, and because they were from Florida and understood it.
Mm.
And, yeah, so Full Sail was just getting more and more knowledge.
Cool, man.
I've got a lot of good advice to Full Sail. I'm not going to lie. As far as, like you said, about a turning point, right? That's something I learned. The amount of professionals I've met at Full Sail, they're just very just low-key and personable people. That was something that changed my thought of the industry a lot. Because I shot Leslie Brathwaite. He's an engineer out there. He has, you know, 19, 20 Grammys now. He has, I mean, he Holy makes all of Outkast records, you know, AT yeah. Aliens, all that. He makes all those. And then Pharrell, of course, and all that. Anyway, that dude's doing crazy ass shit. But just his behavior, just walking around Full Sail, because he's a grad, so he'd be there a lot. So just seeing him just be down to earth, you know, wearing, you know, hoodies and Jordan,
and
just walking around and just being chill, that taught me that there are those people that are at a certain point but aren't dickheads. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, I've been in rooms of pretentious-ass people, and I've also been in rooms of, like, just very down-to-earth people that are awesome. So that was a big thing I learned. Bro,
happy birthday.
I appreciate it. That was wild.
So, like, how did y'all go from meeting at Full Sail to becoming close friends?
After closure, we just started working a bunch.
Yeah, we started actually working for real. And then I think you were saying this a while back. You were like, because I would, once I saw that he could rap, I was just sending him beats. We were on his patio and shit, and I'm playing beats, and I'm like, yo, freestyle. So I think, like, part of it you said a while back was like, oh yeah, you were the first person, like, sense that person to be on, like, do this, like, do it, or do songs. And like, yeah.
And
that's when we started, like, really doing
that. That was what it really was, because I was at a point where I wasn't, like, consistently, like, recording. So, damn near, like, every other day, like, he'd just call me and be like, yo, let's go record. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, and so that was like, yeah, it's like going to the studio was almost like going to the gym for me. Like, yeah, you know, some people need a partner, you know what I mean? Yeah, so like that's kind of how it was at the time. Okay. So it was like having somebody to call me and be like, yo, let's go work out. Like, I'm like, fuck yeah. I loved like how he was pushing me to be more consistent with my craft, and then as well as like pushing me further in said craft. Mm-hmm. Like he often like challenges me to try certain rhyme schemes or just do things that I don't think of.
Okay.
So that was, it was a really great experience and something I'll forever be grateful for. And why we started working together more consistently, we build each other.
That was back when you were Limitless. And not Derek.
Oh, that was your artist name back then?
Yeah, I recently this past March, I Fuck you, by the way. but I recently, this past March, restarted all my streaming services. I rebranded myself and changed my artist name to my first name, Derek. Okay. And that was, I realigned myself with God, and very blessed and thankful that for the first time, you know, I was blessed with purpose. Mm. And like back then, you know, I was like, oh, Limitless, Noelle's. It was all about like pointing, like proving a point. Mm. And being something, and that something being whatever, like I could do whatever. And it was almost like my, like the whole point of being Limitless was just to like prove like that I deserve validation in a way. And after realizing that, yeah, like I said, I switched to my first name, and I realized that I was trying to be something instead of someone. Mm-hmm. And since then, my music is all about the vulnerability it takes to show off who you truly are and be your most authentic self at all times. And I want to just help influence emotional intelligence.
Oh, yeah, man.
And just expressing ourselves. Because that's what a lot of like music is for me. It was like the beat was like the person that would always listen when no one else would. Mm. That's a lot of like what starting music was for me.
So if music didn't exist, what would the two of you be doing? And you can't kill yourself.
Damn. You really assumed it'd be that bad. I'd be like, nah.
I mean, I think about it. Nah, I'm playing. Nah, but probably teaching. Okay. Teaching. That's really where I could see myself. Because I used to coach gymnastics.
Okay.
I loved it. It was really dope. It was really dope. I worked with like all the way from like just learning to walk to like people I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. Or that I was like only like a year or two older than. And yeah, it was just really dope. It was really dope. And I realized like I am able to explain things in multiple ways. And I feel like that's all it really takes to be a teacher. Like if you're good at teaching, you can just learn whatever you have to teach in order to teach it.
Yeah.
Versus you could just be really good at something and start be exactly.
How about you, man? What are you doing?
I mean, I'd probably be in film, not gonna lie. I'd probably be in film, but hating it. Because, well, I mean, again, music has always been the backbone. That's always been there, you know, of course. I love music. I was going to be in film for a minute. I mean, I still try and do some film editing when I can and all that. But, I mean, I've been on a few sets and all that. And I just saw it was just a different industry. And, of course, networking is still in the forefront in music. But in film, it's, like, everything. Mm-hmm. It's not even about how good you are. Well, at least to an extent with music, you can show your work off and have it speak for you a little bit more. But film, when you're first starting off, bro, like, if you're trying to be a filmmaker, you got to get a budget. You got to get mad people that believe in you. It costs money, you know. And I love editing and all that, but if it wasn't a project I believed in and I was involved in like that, I would end up hating it, I think. So music was just more of an obvious thing because, you know, theoretically, I mean, you can do an album in a night. I mean, that's why I'm jealous of artists, I'm not going to lie, is like, and artists that have engineering knowledge, like I was saying with you, like, in theory, he could do an EP in a night. You know, record, mix, produce, do all that, da da da. So, music is just an easier just place to express yourself and be able to for not, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. So, I'm talking low budget, like, you know, $10,000 or some shit, yeah.
Because all you need is you, you know, before a movie, you need, like, a whole
me and
team.
A MacBook, bro. Like,
yeah.
I remember there was, it's funny how far we've come in, like, just making music. Art, too, but just music in general, I'm talking about. But I remember an engineer I was talking with, he's done stuff for Michael Jackson, and he used to be back on tape. He'd mix on tape and all that. And he was like, yeah, and all these kids come up to me like, yeah, man, Tremaine, all I got is FL Studio and a MacBook. And he's like, you have FL Studio and a MacBook. You have infinite tracks. Shut up. Like, go make beats. And, like, yeah, it's crazy
how far we've come.
Yeah, from only having like 8 channels.
Yeah. A whole gigabyte, holy shit. And then now it's like, you know, 5-6 gigs, your waves are like, you know, a terabyte long. Yeah. That's crazy.
So do y'all know, did y'all find Street Couch because of Legacy, or like how did y'all find me?
Basically, I found Mafia, yeah.
How do you know Legacy?
Damn, that's crazy. So I got a buddy of mine, Hyperion the Rapper, shout out Oliver. I met him through the Logic Discord. We started talking more and more, doing more music. We started working on music, and now I'm kind of his main guy also, as far as beats and all that. And he's been doing incredible shit. But I met Legacy through him. Hyperion put me in touch with Blitz, his artist.
He was
also T-Man's artist, all that. And then through him, I got with Legacy. Because I had heard Legacy shit, I'd wanted to send him beats and work on stuff with him. But I was like, nah, it seems like he's a little more up there, has more people, has more, you know, budget, has da-da-da. But I was talking with Blitz and all that. And he mentioned about doing art or something for him. And I was like, yeah, I've been trying to do a song with him. And he's like, well, I'll link y'all up. If y'all do that, y'all get a single going. I'll do cover art for the single on the house and all that. And y'all do whatever it is with the song and all that. And I said, all right, bet. So he can be in touch. You know, Blitz has been a connector in that kind of way. I mean, he's put me in touch with him.
JML Blitz?
Yeah, oh, yeah. No. Yeah, the GOAT, man. Bro, shout out him, bro. Because, damn, him and mine both, but especially Blitz. But that's how I got in touch with Blitz. I mean, with Legacy. Yeah, Legacy. And then for my album, he did a song for me. Or two, actually. One's already out. It's called Time. It's him on Hyperion Atchion, which is a fire-ass song. It's already out. Yeah. And then there's one more on the album, which is more of like a cypher type of song with, like, he's on, Hyperion's on it, Legacy's on it. A few people on there. But yeah, that's how I got with him. And, yeah. I've been sending him more and more shit, so we've been working more and more, you know?
Cool, man.
Yeah.
You were also on Inside the Northside podcast.
I was on that one, too. Yeah, bro, that shit was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I recognize your name.
Y'all the same kind of format. And I like that because I've seen a lot of podcasts out there, and it's way more interview. Or it's a cash grab where it's like, it's a brand new, you know, podcast that has no base. Like, yeah, so it's like $500 a piece to come on. You're like,
fuck that, like, dude.
Why? What am I getting out of this besides just like videos? You know, I get. So, appreciate y'all. You know, actually having a base, having people out there.
Definitely.
Y'all are on top of shit, especially in Houston. So, and y'all had your shit down as far as interviews and, you know, just talking and stuff. So,
yeah,
y'all seem cool.
Like, he's actually like one of the reasons why I started this podcast. I saw he made his own podcast. I've known him since like 2015 around there, 2017 around there. And I saw he put a podcast out like in 2020, 2019 around there. Like before COVID or during COVID. And then
COVID, man. COVID made everything happen, bro.
Oh yeah.
That's when I COVID either
the was.
COVID.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
What was your first ball?
FL Studio, baby!
Oh, Lord.
What were you going
to say? I was going to say fuck FL. But also, I was going to say, you want beats? No, I'm playing. No, but fuck FL, though. It's a stupid-ass bias now. I just have hate for people on FL. I'm sorry.
What are you using?
I'm in Logic Pro. Okay, but I... Shut the fuck up. No, I'm in Logic Pro, but I... a lot of my shit's in Serato Sample. I'll be pulling chops in there. I'll do a lot of that shit on my MPC, and then I'll, you know, transfer over to there, and then add drums, add bass, add whatever the fuck I need to, you know, for most beats. But yeah, FL Studio head ass.
Logic Pro Max.
So like what?
All right, so
what
y'all see it's right.
Bro, what do you hate?
Any other producers out there, bro? Name me another DAW, right? Name me another DAW where someone's gonna make constant videos about speed running beats. I hate y'all motherfuckers, bro. Speed running beats.
Okay. That ain't the dolls.
I'm not saying the beats are trash. I'm just saying I like spending time with
people. Yeah.
Spending time making beats and being like somewhat of an artist while still being a producer. Y'all just put it on my bro. No, I know. And that's why I'm saying now that I actually used the fell a little bit, I'm not as mad at it. Now it's just the hate that it's just funny to me. Now that I'm just like, yeah, fuck FL. It's just running. It's a running joke now, you know, in a little bit.
I didn't like Logic Because I didn't know clip that, the quick keys.
They're gonna clip that and then have the photo of you and Logic and be like, "I don't like Logic."
So out of context, out of context.
Yo, we better get you blackballed, bro.
This guy is evil, bro. He wants me to have beef with people so bad.
The internet with internet, you know what I mean?
Nah, bro, you just want me to get into a rap beef so bad.
Hey, man, it works. You know,
you might get a little, you might get some publicity, you might get some good shit.
No.
Would you beef with Logic? Like, you beef with Logic?
No.
You're in a rap beef with...
No. Oh my gosh.
We got a track out tomorrow.
Nah, but like, I didn't like Logic Pro because, like, clicking in everything so slow, and I just feel slow. Like, yeah, until I learn T, you use Logic, press T.
Oh, for Logic.
What does T
and
mean?
An A and
it pulls all of the tools.
Oh.
So instead of having to like go up to the top and click, or and then add another tool, bullshit, and then have another one that you use command, and like, oh my gosh, bro. Like, I hate having to hold command just to function in the DAW. Like, no. But
how does FL work then? Like, how do you navigate?
So in general, in there,
WSAD,
it's clicking, like left click to add things, mm-hmm, right click to delete things.
Okay.
In general, right? So there's like a step sequencer, and then there's like a, like, piano view. Those are like your main two windows that you're making stuff in. I love the step sequencer. And Logix is very hidden. I still don't even know how to pull it up, to be honest. Nor do I really care.
See what I mean.
But what's it called? Yeah, like, we just, there's lots of like shortcuts and like lots of like things you can click on to like have it not generate, but like make things quicker. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a paintbrush tool where you can like set what kind of grid you like, and then if you just go, it does like in the grid. Mm-hmm. That's how people do like a lot of their hi-hat rolls and stuff.
Hey, you know, I know y'all go into Logic Pro, right? And you go to this thing that's also called the step sequencer, and you just drag that shit across.
Where that though?
Drag that shit across.
Where that though?
Same shit. What the fuck you mean? You open up the little edit window joint, and then right, and then you do the step sequencer. Instead of making a MIDI region, you right click and make it a pattern region. Go under there, you load your sounds. It's the exact same shit. That's what I mean. Like, I may have...
It's so much slower, though.
No, it's not.
It's so...
Not with, like, not with the hotkeys.
You notice how many e, you notice e how many right there, steps bro. That was, though?
Bro. He just said he feels slower, Logic.
Yeah. It's so many steps.
All right, bro.
You're probably both going to hate me because I use something called Cakewalk by BandLab.
Right. Oh, no. Not the BandLab.
You got to get it.
Hey, you gotta use what you gotta use.
They asked him a question. He's like, "Yo, don't ask me again." And you ask him again. He's like, "All right, awesome, bro."
Wait, who? Robert Downey Jr.?
No, Kodak.
Oh,
no, it was Kodak. I was picturing like he said Cakewalk. That's what I say. I don't know.
Y'all can both agree to hit on that.
Do I do a nerd
yeah,
mod?
I guess so.
No, he just said Cakewalk. I mean, you could have said Audacity. If he said Audacity, then
no.
Better would have called him. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Audacity,
I thought you said Audacity was better.
No.
I was like, whoa, what?
You can't do shit on
Audacity. Is like making
no, literally.
Like DSI, bro. Yo, you want to see slow? I'll show you slow. Open up Audacity, bro.
Oh, gosh.
Try to make a beat in Reaper. Have fun. Like,
you don't like Reaper either?
Oh, I don't know Reaper.
Reaper's like Pro Tools.
I've heard of it. I just don't know anything
about it. It's a lot more technical. It's like Adobe Photoshop, but not good. And, well, it's not made for producing. That's why I would say that. I mean, you can produce it. Just like you could produce and make beats in Pro Tools. I've seen people do it. They're insane, but they do it.
Hot take. I don't think it's that bad.
Pro Tools?
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't think it's that
bad. It's not that bad. It's just not what it's made for. It's not going to have the strengths the other DAWs that are made for have.
Yeah. FL over Logic.
Fuck out.
Oh my god.
What y'all do outside of music? You have any hobbies y'all have?
I've been getting back into skateboarding a little bit. Yeah. And honestly, there's a lot of things that I like, but there's nothing that I really keep up with. Gotta get back into the gym. my like OG gym partner. Like I had like a peak gym era right before I moved to Florida, like and went to college. Cause then I stopped like working, and then I wasn't in my car anymore, so I wasn't paying for a gym membership. It wasn't like a third place anymore at that point, you know what I mean? So like I still stayed like a little bit active and like worked out here and there, but like I lost that sense of routine. So now I'm about to be back with my boy, and I'm about to get ripped as shit, fool. But yeah, and then I also I be liking volleyball. Volleyball is fun as fuck. I just don't have anyone to play with anymore, so I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always doing beats. I've gotten to a point now where I can like gauge like, okay, I need to have just a scheduled break of just not doing music, or have a day or two a week of just not touching that shit, because
that part.
I noticed I was putting a lot of like unnecessary like pressure on myself, so it was like I need to take breaks, and that's fine, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I've been getting back into gaming, looky here and there. I go out for that. I didn't do that for a minute. But I'm trying to get back on and put some rivals in there, you know, and all that. But I've also been getting out, just getting out more and doing more shit outside. Just doing more, just like actually outside. I mean, outside. You know, doing stuff, and hiking, right, doing shit. Yeah, no, for real.
Yeah,
I've been. Yeah. So yeah, I discovered just walking around and shit a lot more recently. That hit me a while back, and was just like, I need to do more of that.
Yeah, man, for sure.
And touch grass.
Like facts, bro. I'd be basking in the sun, literally.
No, I put up on my story. It was actually really funny. I was putting it on my story. I was saying, yeah, man, I've got some creative block. Anybody got any tips for how to get over it? I swear to God, I got the most replies to a story I've ever gotten. And like 80% of them were like, go outside and do shit. Yeah. And not even on some like, go touch grass here. I wasn't even that. Like that. It was like, go outside, take a break, but like, go see like sunlight and do shit. Like just simply that. Which I get outside, you know, I'm not a hermit. But like, or making a point of doing that. Mm-hmm. Just to do it.
Yeah,
and before the being so hot, it's been hard to do it for fun.
Dude, yeah. Because
it's like, I'm not trying to go outside. Fuck that. But yeah.
You know what helps? Like, getting some, like, portable fans from Amazon.
Oh, the little.
Yeah, yeah. Like, those, you can put on your.
It helps a lot. I always thought those were, like for just, like, old grandmas.
Yeah. That should help, bro.
And play bingo or some shit. And now I'm like, I'm turning into an old person, bro. I swear. Like, so. Yeah.
So like, do y'all have any plans?
It is what it is.
Any plans for the future, for the end of the year, for next year?
We're dropping an EP. We're doing a little collab EP. Okay. The reason why I'm calling an EP is it started as an EP because I've been finding that doing EPs artists have been kind of my gold standard now. But yeah, it turned to an album. I just won't say album for some reason. I'll forget to. Yeah, it's on some like Alchemist Larry June type shit, you know what I mean, though? Where it's very collaborative. And kind of a good like wide variety a little bit, you know what I mean? There's some more, you know, slow, you know, rocky shit almost, where it's definitely more towards like a singer-songwriter, but still rapping, but not as like rappy rap. There's some in your ass trap shit that's just fun. There's a couple of those songs. There's a freestyle-ish one and a natural freestyle one. And
we got an R&B.
Yeah. Record. Yes. We do. Yeah. What's on going?
True Colors.
True Colors. Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah. And then you got your shit. Talk about that, bro. You're a little EP.
Oh,
you're a little
man.
Project. You know?
Yeah. I got a lot. I got a lot of planning. A lot coming up. Let's say I have a show this Saturday, the 6th. And then I'm gonna go to Austin, record in Love Riot Studios, record our project.
We got demos over.
After that, I'm gonna start hammering down on my little EP that I've been working on. It's called Grief. So yesterday, actually, I just dropped a song called Out the Box. And that's gonna be one of the tracks that goes on the EP. It's like the climax of the story in terms of the project. Because, so like I said, the project's called Grief, and all the songs are supposed to represent the different stages.
Okay.
And out the box is Anger. So it's the second to last song. Right after that, I have the Acceptance track, and that's a singer-songwriter vibe. The first two ones are like spacey ballads, kind of.
Okay.
I don't know really how else to explain it, but I know it's not like the greatest.
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
Spatial.
And then I got like two other rap tracks on there and on some like reflective shit. Yeah. I'm excited for that EP coming out. I plan on dropping that in the beginning of next year, and around that time moving to New York.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, but while I'm here, it's like you said, Operation Takeover, and I'm trying to make Texas know who Derek is.
Okay, dude.
Yeah.
Remind him. That's a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I've got a little album I've been doing for the past, like, I don't know, about a year and a half now. Yeah, and that shit is, we're getting the final mix and masters in, being approved right now, and then, yeah, so that Raw is going to start pretty soon, too. Planning on dropping her single pretty soon, and then probably going to drop it beginning of next year. March, April-ish. Yeah. After your shit, and then after all of her shit, too. But, yeah. Yeah, and that's more of like a Metro Boomin, you know, album where I just did all the production and got mad artists on it. You know, I got Times on there, Roshan Bo's on there with him, and you know, all that. So, it's like 14 tracks. Fire. But, yeah. No more.
Do you all have any final words for anyone watching or listening? Any pieces of advice to anyone trying to be an artist or kickstart their career?
Fuck around and find out. Yeah. And not even on some like get beat up shit.
Oh, no, yeah.
I don't mean Matt, I mean just
do it.
If you want to be a producer, fuck my dog, fuck around all the effects, just find out what you're best. Cool. 90% of what I learned is just trying to go, that is it. Caught a fever. Last August, I prayed on crosses and felt defeated. Now I'm with a goddess. I think I found a modest Leah. If I'm being honest, my profit stacking up to the ceiling. Walking out the house without a drop of concealer. It's got me dodging people, sounded deceitful and kind of evil. See the reason I've been dropping heaters. Messing out my visas. Haters say they don't believe us, but I'm feeling Jesus on my side. Wake up in the morning, turned over, open up my eyes. I've seen an angel when it's just a demon in disguise. Running out of time.
Let yourself rise,
but hey, that's whatever. Take a trip,
then you'll find the cool one.
Baby, on my rock, ain't no pain.
And then
make
on top of that,
this isn't the vision. Ain't no way I cut this off.
Take
my forever lover, you don't need
that out of learning.
Everything we face, we can get through it together.
And so once you take that out, learn from it, you earn from it. So just do it and keep going, no matter what. Like, if you're mixing.
Girl, you made me vulnerable. My tears fall for you just like I did.
Artists,
I can't control it. My heart started
songs.
Skipping beats
the
moment that you stole it. Girl, you got me comfortable. See me through the dark days and you stayed on 10 toes. Launches on the highways, babe, you not like these hoes. They just come and go. I know that I be busy all the time. I'm on the go. I know
once
that you be getting tired of being
song,
alone.
Baby,
just
don't
be patient
with
me. Please be on board.
Oh, yeah,
mistakes are weighing up on me. How could I let
you
down?
You are.
Love your cheeky smile. Want just to last a while.
Congratulations.
Can't be in denial because this shit is way too good.
Saying on a recording
book, so
on a microphone and the song's out.
No, this ain't a front.
You're an artist.
Any, mini, mighty,
no,
one, two, three, go.
Bands,
flow, shampoo. Bay, you on my rock. Ain't no paper making
work. Where can people check out?
Ace Akai on the beat on Instagram, anything else. That's it.
Everything
we face, we can get through it together. I know sometimes in space I'm trying to
spot that
all together. You made me want better. All we miss.
Y'all can find me on all streaming as Derek, D-E-R-E-K. Instagram is D-E-R-E-K underscore Y-F-M. It's Derek, you feel me? For any streaming, look up the title of any of these three songs and then my name. Cuffs, like handcuffs, C-U-F-F-S. Smile Again or Out the Box. Just look up either one of those three and then Derek, D-E-R-E-K. Yesterday. Goofy.
Alright guys, thanks for being on. It's been an awesome talking to you guys. Anyone watching or listening, thank you for sticking with us. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good life. Peace.
Peace out. Thanks.
Yeah, see you.